Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. Welcome back to the show and best of the season, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Good to be with you. And we have had a very nice Christmas season and looking forward to New Year's and what the new year will bring us. Good stuff.
Yeah. Saw a silly headline, I think, from the Globe and Mail. Is winter as we know it over? Just because you're having a warm winter back east right now, don't think next year will be warm. Last year we had record cold. So winters are different. Every season's different every time. Yeah.
So we got a mild one going on.
Exactly.
But the jet stream is at times is headed south into China, bringing extreme cold. So
yeah, China's varies. Getting pounded.
Yeah.
So winter as they know it, is it over? We don't know.
We don't know.
Now, some headlines have caught your attention. Stocks little changed as the S&P 500 inches towards a record.
Yeah, they got some life there. But also, Jim, there's a fascinating pattern in history where if you got something hot going on into December, January, it may have set an important high. Well, gold and silver, I think it was January 21st, 1980, and it took a decade before they got back to those highs. And the one that I really like was the Nikkei. When Japan's markets became highly speculative and the rest of the world wasn't. So that's where Japanese speculators went and bought Pebble Beach Golf Course, you know, in California. And 6 months later, the margin call went out and they lost something like $360 million. And if you calculate that on a per-hole basis, it gets expensive. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing not just like the uraniums and the bitcoins, but also the senior indexes are pretty robust going into the time when robust highs can be set. So we'll watch and see how this goes.
Headline, robust U.S. holiday shopping sends economy soaring into 2024. And yet there's another headline that says, how can spending be up when people are feeling so down?
Yeah, the second headline's a good one, yeah. That's a good headline writer on that one, yeah.
Well, how can people be spending more if they're not feeling up to it?
Well, I guess it depends. You're looking at the cash register going ka-ching, and somewhere there's a poll showing people are down. I don't know what the hell it's about. So, but it's an interesting headline.
Well, of course, the official numbers show we're not in a recession, but take a look at the banking industry, which shed 60,000 jobs this year, one of the worst years for cuts ever.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to back up in this one, Jim. In March, the yield curve, which is the difference between short rates and long rates, It inverted with short rates higher than longs, and on that one, it is inevitable that the U.S. will suffer a recession. Unsure as to exactly when it hits. So we'll see what the first quarter brings.
Hmm. Are the banks counting on AI to replace all those laid-off people?
I don't know. Yeah, AI, I always just think that is artificial intelligence. And the example is when you took a PhD in economics and put him as head of the Fed, and instantly they had a genius that was way beyond their degree. So that is what I used to call artificial intelligence.
Well, an example of artificial intelligence is spell checker on your phone, and look at how often it screws up.
Right.
Right. So if that's supposed to be flying our airplanes and leaving the pilots at home, I wonder.
Right.
Yes, as the old joke goes, guy gets on the airplane, they announce you're on the first fully automated flight. Nothing can go wrong. Go wrong.
Oh, Jim, that's a good one. Yeah. Yes.
Now, the banking crisis plays out at America's smallest lenders. Do you think more smaller U.S. banks will go under in the new year?
Yeah, it's a slow grind so far, Jim, with the disappearing liquidity and bankers concerned about getting their money back. You know, it's the old business that when the sun's shining, they're giving out umbrellas. And then the moment it starts to rain, they pull the umbrellas in. So it's an old saying. Yeah.
Why are big miners getting into the metal recycling game, and while they'll be big into recycling for years to come?
Well, I guess they see some profitability in there. Metals, like copper, definitely have always been recycled. I mean, it just happens. There's a value there. And also, aluminum is a very good one for recycling, so, yeah.
And gold gets recycled. You're probably using gold that was mined 5,000 years ago.
It could be either in circulation or parked somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Chinese car maker BYD, which stands for Build Your Dream, overtakes Tesla as the world's most popular EV maker.
Yeah, but for how long? EV sales have stalled out, and people are finding that it's very expensive to go around virtue signaling by having a pure car. Hell, it takes huge amounts of rare earths and compounds and mining in bad places and everything else to build an electric vehicle, and it actually costs a hell of a lot more than what the product is actually worth, I think. And then also, the insurers are soon catch on to the fact that these things blow up all on their own all of a sudden. So I think that electric vehicles are, the fad is over and are in a decline.
Right. ICBC, the British Columbia Mandatory Car Insurance Company, writes off electric cars when they're in an accident because it costs too much to replace the battery.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if that battery gets bent at all, that's it, because it'll cost $60,000.
Near it. They just, and they're looking at some cases $40,000-$50,000 for a battery.
$60,000.
You've seen? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it might be quiet and silent, but there might be some screaming when you get that insurance bill and the company won't cover it. Or if you hit a bump and the battery fails and you are on the hook for it, the insurance won't cover that.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Ew, that's scary.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Bob, we'll take a look at a little study you did, a Princely study. When we return,
Princely Finance. Yeah.
When we come back.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, Radio and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're chatting with Bob Hoy. Bob, Princely Finance, what's the story there?
Oh, it's a historical one I put together ages ago and run it every year and Christmas period because one of the lines I like in it is that, I think the Anglo-Saxon Chronicles from 1125 A.D., where people are getting fed up with false moneyers. So at the Christmas period, they take these, let's call them inflationists, and one by one removed their right hand and their testicles below. So it's rather a shocking treatment for inflationists, but I'm thinking maybe next year, when I bring that one forward, I'll send it to the research department of the Bank of Canada, research department at the Federal Reserve System, and see what happens.
Also, you were taking a look at what's going on with gold and what you think might happen in the new year.
Yeah, gold in dollar terms is the main mantra, the way people look at the sector. And I found it much better to look at, the mantra on that one is gold up, dollar down, gold stocks up. And that is a speculation in foreign exchange. But what I've done is taken the gold's real price, or in the case of you take gold divided by the CRB commodity index, the commodity index is a proxy for the costs of mining. So what happens, and when you get into a post-bubble contraction, commodity prices, most commodity prices, remain chronically weak relative to gold. So that means their mining costs are falling relative to the bullion price. And this is very clear, as we emphasize, with gold divided by crude oil, and that represents energy prices. And 60% of the cost of running a mine and a mill and trucks and blasting agents and all that sort of stuff is energy, and crude oil is a good proxy for energy. So over the last year and a half or so, these two items, gold has been outperforming CRB, which means general costs, and gold has been outperforming crude oil, which means sort of proxy for energy costs. So the industry should, profit margins should be improving. But as we get further into the post-bubble contraction, this will become even more noticeable. So this is the wonder of gold mining stocks in a post-bubble contraction, is that they make money. And when the rest of industry and commerce is having a tough time with weak prices and no purchasing power, you know, it's a struggle, and happens on every post-bubble, now let's use the real term, every post-bubble depression. Mm-hmm. and associated deflation, and this is what is ahead of us. And the pattern, Jim, is very very straightforward. You have a big boom, a big global boom in commodities, and the previous one was like 1920. Then a hit to commodities, and then out of that comes the big bull market in stocks and bonds, and then that completed in 1929, and when that crashed, you went into that depression, and then that's where gold mining became very profitable. Now, one of the things in 1929 that anticipated the end of the party was that the T-bill rate got up to a little over 5% in June of that year. And by the time you got down to October, the short T-bill rates had declined quite a bit. And then eventually the Federal Reserve followed. Now this one, I'm looking at 6 months T-bill rate, and it reached its high in the middle of August. And the latest post this morning, it continues to extend the downtrend. So a lot of people are fretting about the Fed talking about raising rates when actually the next step by the Fed will be to cut rates. And at that point, you may have Wall Streeters get excited about Fed cuts. But if they take a look at history, short rates go up with the boom. They're a confirming item. And then they go down with the bust, which confirms the bust. So the fact that the T-bill rate has been coming down since August is actually a warning on the whole party.
Bob, always fun chatting with you.
Jim, I look forward to next week and next year.
Talk to you next year. Yes, talk to you next year.
Okay, you have a good one.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. We're also on Facebook. Find us on X at How Street. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.